Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Garms reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Campbell moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sharon moves to third. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burnett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sharon scores. Levy moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Levy scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Com moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell is walked intentionally. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Bob Cooney now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Harder reaches second base with a double. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett bunts towards third. Sharon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harder moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harder scores. Burnett moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Porter moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett scores. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. One out. It's 9-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 11-3, Indians. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harder strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Garms. Burnett reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Averill moves to second. It's 12-3, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. Sherin moves to second. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Kimsey reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. It's 12-4, Indians. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kimsey moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Montague now playing third base. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sherin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Fred Schult pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Levy moves to second. It's 12-5, Indians. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Levy moves to third. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Schult moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Levy scores. Schult moves to third. Garms moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-6, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-9, Indians. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 9. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.